This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. The weekend is here. Smile. It's going to be a great hour. So we're going to discuss why they seek out government positions. Why are they all Democrats? State, local, federal. Why is that? Some lady wants to know why her brother lets his liberal wife push him around. People are talking about voting for Trump and how do you talk your liberal friend who's kind of leaning that way into we have so much we're going to dig into this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. I want to get back to the question that was asked at the end of last hour. It essentially said, when you look at local, state, and federal government, they're occupied by all the communists. Why is that? I already talked about why we abstain. So let's discuss why is it registered Democrats at every level of government? The federal government, last time I checked, I think it was 94-95%. It was high. It's all Democrats. Why? Well, first, they view government as God. They do. There's a totally different way of looking at the world they have. It's completely different than yours. It's completely different than mine. And it's night and day different from each other. And this is why we are so divided. I despise government. I distrust government. If I was ever put in charge of this government, I would slash and burn every department to the ground. I would eliminate entire bureaucratic agencies, not reduce them, not change management. I would, just, like a sword, I would carve through this government and eliminate it all. Well, not all of it, but most of it. But if they were put in charge, they would grow it. Grow its power, hire more people, because I think government is evil and oppresses the people. They think government is everything. They have put their faith. Everyone has their faith in something. They have put their faith in government. And so that's why they go into government. Well, one of the reasons they go into government jobs. I've told you this story many times. I'll tell it to you again. Because it is so revealing about how they think. Barack Obama, he's with his Harvard graduating class. It's not in class. They're sitting around at a party having a discussion about how they're all going to go be kings of the world. And they're discussing the jobs they have lined up. Oh, I'm going into this tech firm. Oh, this major law firm's already hired me. Person after person after person talking about the private sector job they're going into. And they got to one Barack Hussein Obama. And he said, I'm going to go be a community organizer. They mocked him to his face. What even is that? A community organizer? But he was going for power. He understood he was going to go grab power. And if he used it the way he wanted to, and he did, he would have all the people in that circle bowing at his feet one day. That's why they go into government. And my wife had a government job once. Ever tell you that? I won't go into the details of it, but she had a government job. It was for a county government. And it was insane. She couldn't take it. It was insane how difficult it was to fire anybody. People would just not show up. People would not perform. She's one of these high-performing people that has to get the job done immediately. It has to be done right. She's just one of those types. And she was surrounded by people who wouldn't do anything. She would find herself doing the job of four or five people, and everyone would complain, but you couldn't fire anybody. So it's a job where you don't have to always dig in and do your best. The benefits are incredible. If money isn't a main motivation, because you usually can't make a lot of money, but benefits are, that's another big reason for it. But mainly it comes back to how they view government. I've told you, the reason your red town has a child drag show at your public library is because when the five Democrats move to town, they go take the five government jobs. The communist believes in seizing choke points of power. choke points of power. He is not interested in popularity. That's what the right is interested in. That's why we lose. The communist is interested in power. He understands power is what matters. The right, you know what we are? We're 100 people with slingshots surrounding 5 people with heavy machine guns, and we're talking about how outnumbered they are. That's what we are. Power is what matters. You want the guns. You want the positions of power. And we do have to change that, and we are. You should know that we are. I got another email. I'll get to it at some point in time, but I keep getting these emails. Jesse, I'm running for office. Jesse, I'm running for city council. Jesse, I'm getting involved. We are getting better at that than we have ever been in my life, and you should feel good about that, especially if you're one of the people who's digging in. That is how we are going to take this place, legal and local. Take back your local fiefdoms of power, and that will expand nationally. That's how the communists did it. The communists were taking over cities and towns a long time ago, starting their farm team, seizing local control, and that local control can expand to national control. They did it very well. Dear Dr. Phil, my conservative friend won't use the expensive Trump hand towel I gifted her because it might anger her grown liberal kids who move back home. My conservative brother lets his liberal wife intimidate him into voting against Trump. He says if he lied, she'd know. What a wuss. My conservative sister changed into an obnoxious liberal in order to please her married children who live in Portland. Is communism the root cause of this intra-family intimidation, or are these conservatives just weaklings? Yes. Yes to both, Chris. Yes to both. One, we are weak. And this is why I get very, very frustrated with the, quote, leaders we've had, because leadership, it can make you weak and it can make you strong. We have been taught over and over and over by Republican politicians, by feminized American pastors, that we are supposed to be meek and mild. And, well, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I certainly don't want to argue. I don't want to do, none of these things would be right. Hey, let's all get along. We all want the same thing. So again, if you have that mentality and the communist has a mentality of conquest, of domination, you have no chance whatsoever. None. None. And we have taught ourselves over the years, and our leaders have taught us this, that if we are just a little bit, if we're just quiet enough, if we're just nice enough, if we just kind of go along, hopefully they'll come around to it. And that has never happened. They never came around. What happened was they ended up taking all the power, and we bow all the time. But communists infiltrating and infecting and destroying families is as old as the history of communism. We've told so many stories of the Stasi in East Germany. They're still unpacking the files to this day. Well, they're putting together files that had been shredded. But what we know now from the Stasi, East Germany, when the communists ran East Germany, is their real specialty was turning family members against each other. Amazing stuff that I can't even relate to. I don't even know how to explain it. Husbands turning in wives turning in husbands, children turning in their parents turning in children. This is something they focused on. Infiltrate the family, be a spy in your family. Is your dad criticizing the government? This is a huge part of why they're trying to turn all the kids gay in this country. They're trying to shatter your child emotionally, break them away from you and your old values, and then your child will work against your family instead of enhancing your family. That's why I've told you, and I'm not even close to kidding about it, my children have already been told they are not allowed to bring a liberal Democrat into my home to date. Ever. And you're never allowed to marry one. If you do, you will do so without my blessing. She will not be part of my home. I'm not saying that because I'm partisan. I'm saying that because I have seen over and over and over and over and over and over again without end. You introduce a brain tumor like that into a home, you will shatter it. You will shatter it. Unequally yoked is a thing. You cannot invite a cancer into your house like that. It does not work. But we have so many norms that we forget about that and we let that go. And I realize, you know, that, look, beauty's a thing for a dude, especially when you're a young dude. Man, a beautiful woman, like, you can't think straight. You can't talk straight. She's, oh my goodness, she looks so good. I just want to kiss her. And you're letting it go that she's a Democrat who's going to ruin your life. But she's going to ruin your life. It doesn't matter how hot she is. It ain't worth it, fellas. Go find yourself a conservative dime, all right? But yes, communists blow up the family on purpose. On purpose. That sister of yours who's estranged from the family, now you never get to see your nieces and nephews. She did that on purpose. And you know you've seen this in your life already, right? You remember? We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, you know what brings families together? Fred. Fred is, he's beloved even in people who don't live in my house. My mother requests pictures of Fred. My sister checks in on how Fred is doing. This is what a basket case this dog is. Is Fred okay? Yes, he's the most spoiled, fluffy idiot in the world. Yes, he's okay. I promise. We do love him. Everyone loves him. We give him rough greens because we love him. Because we want him to live a long time. And because we know if we just give Fred dog food without rough greens, it's going to kill him. Dog food is empty calories. It's all dead. It's like giving your dog a double cheeseburger every meal. You don't get any nutrition. Rough greens is the natural nutritional supplement, vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. You pour it on your dog's food. Your dog gets everything it needs for life. Rough greens is alive. That's why it's green. Dog food is dead. That's why it's brown. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag, 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So back to communists dividing families. You know, you already know which family members of yours will turn you into the Cheka here in the United States of America. You already know. You know which family members, which friends, which neighbors will go show your text messages to the FBI, probably without even being asked. You know how you can tell? COVID. That relative of yours, whoever it was, I know this may hurt to remember, but that mom of yours who wouldn't let you visit because you hadn't had your 14th booster shot, mom's going to turn you into the feds one day. Your sister? Sorry, you can only come to Thanksgiving with 10 masks on. That's the communist who's going to turn you into the feds one day. And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, no, that was different. She's just, she's a hypochondriac. It was about the virus. She's not a hypochondriac, and it wasn't about the virus. What she is a system servant. She's a system slave, I should say. She's a system slave, and what that means is the hive mind can program her or him, whoever it was, can program her into thinking whatever it wants her to think, including labeling who the enemy is in her mind. So last time, why didn't she let you visit? Because you weren't vaccinated? Was it about the vaccine or COVID or anything like that? No, the hive mind instructed her that you were the enemy because you weren't vaccinated, and she acted on what the hive mind told her. Last time, the hive mind used COVID as the justification. Next time, they'll use something different, but it's not important what they used. The importance is COVID showed you the system slaves in your life. COVID showed you the people in your life who are dirty, bootlicking communists who are going to do what the government tells them to do, attack who the government tells them to attack. They're going to think the enemy is whoever the government tells them the enemy is. COVID was the great sorting. You got to find out, you got to sort out in your life the friends you can trust, the friends you can't, the neighbors you can trust, the neighbors you can't, and much more painfully, the family you can trust and the family you cannot. There are a lot of things about COVID I will never forget, but I was here doing this during COVID, you remember. I will never forget, as long as I live, the emails I got from you consistently. It was all the time about your broken family because of the dirty commie in your family. Jesse, my brother and I were close forever. Now he won't even let me visit. I can't even visit my nephew. Jesse, my mom won't see us anymore. She doesn't even care about her grandkids. Jesse, my own son. Chris, remember them all? But Chris remembers. It was heavy. Chris and me, we'd sit down because your emails, email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. They go to Jewish producer Chris and he prints them all out and gives me what he thinks I want to see. But man, those were heavy days, heavy days. Emails of shattered families. And if you still have one, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That pain is still very real. And I'm sorry, but that's the system slave. That's the one who's going to turn you into the Cheka. And that's how communists operate. That's why these people, that's how they create this government God. Part of the reason why they create this government is God mindset. You can turn on your family if God tells you to. Well, of course, the government needs it. Oh, you're right, Chris. Chris just brought up one of the worst ones. It wasn't a family member turning on other family members, but it was a child, special needs, older teenage boy, if I remember right. I think he was 17, 18. And it had real special needs, and because they took away his therapy, his education, he'd regressed to the point where he was physically attacking his mother and his father. And his father called in. If he's listening to the show, we're still praying for you. You should know we still think about you. His father called in crying on the show. You remember that night? Called in crying. Imagine having to physically restrain your 17-year-old special needs son because he was hitting your wife. What kind of pain, emotional pain, shattering is that? It's just, man, what we did during that whole thing. You know what we need? We need something different.
Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping.
What, Chris? We're cease firing. Oh, aren't we supposed to replace that? Yo, can I get a witness? Chris, I can't wait for it. I need it. I absolutely need it. Please put it on by Monday. In the meantime.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
All right, somebody has a Democrat friend, Jewish person, who thinks about voting for Trump now, wants to know how to talk to her about a couple things. Let's deal with that. You have a liberal friend in your life, maybe a Jewish friend in your life who's kind of leaning Republican because of everything they've seen. Let's talk about that. Before we talk about that, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers, Gold Star families, fallen first responder families. Actually, let's talk about smart homes right now. You know what a smart home is? They're these homes that are designed for people who have disabilities. Smart homes for a catastrophically injured veteran, they are everything. When you come back from combat and your body is shattered and you think to yourself, I can never cook my own food anymore. My wife has to help me in the shower now for the rest of my life. It's so devastating for these guys. You know, Tunnel to Towers builds smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans. Did you know that? How about that for a blessed program? That's where your $11 a month goes. You're providing for Gold Star families, fallen first responder families, and veterans who've given up a piece of themselves forever for this country. I kind of feel like we owe them at least that much, if not more, don't you? $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I still can't believe you dogged on those breakfast tacos, Chris. For those who aren't in Texas, you should know breakfast tacos are a 24-hour-a-day thing here. Yes, you can get those for dinner. The tortilla wasn't that bad. I'm not dismissive of, okay, it wasn't a top-tier tortilla. That's how you're supposed to say it in Mexican, Chris. It wasn't bottom-tier. It wasn't bottom-tier. It was a rough day at the tortilla shop. But they're, what? You're just jealous you don't speak Spanish like I do. It wasn't their best day, but that was still a good breakfast taco. You're right, the filling was fine. And the green salsa, the breakfast taco is really made or broken by the quality of the green salsa. Yes, it is, Chris. Is the heat there? Is that what the eggs are all the same? The chorizo is all the same. The queso, that means cheese in Mexican, that's all the same. But you need a green salsa and you need a tortilla. What, Chris? Do I put queso on my? No, I'm talking about the cheese that's in it, man. There's cheese in it. You know you just ate cheese, right? Are you allowed to do that? I don't think you're allowed to do that, Chris. Chris, gosh, man, I'm calling your rabbi. Dear sore nipple guy. You know, I shouldn't have told you guys that. I shouldn't have confided anything in you. Anyway, she says, my friend in California, a Jew, is on her way to voting for Trump. She was a Democrat, but the massacre of October 7th, but more importantly, Biden's weak response to it all, is turning her around. How can I explain to her why the country's leadership would want to do this? I've been gently helping her along the way, so I do have to choose my words carefully. I'd really appreciate your community college educated brilliant explanation to this. Thanks, Jesse. The show's had such an impact on me. Oh, and be nicer to Chris. Don't say my name. I'm not going to say your name, and I'm not going to be nicer to Chris. I am going to explain this. Why? Why would Biden, why do the Democrats, why have they had such a mealy-mouthed response, such a wishy-washy response to that Hamas attack from October 7th? October 7th, they come in, massacre 1,000 Israelis. It's horrible torture, rape, butchery. It's friggin' awful. And since then, Democrats have very obviously tried to walk a tightrope between, well, we really think that whole thing sucks, but also these pro-Hamas protesters have a point, but it does suck, but they both sides have a point. Well, everyone has a point here, but why? Why? How do you explain this to your friend, your Jewish Democrat friend who's thinking about voting for Trump? Well, here's the truth. How you present this truth to her is going to have to be friend-dependent, so you're going to have to make that call on your own. People have said in the past, it's been a very common phrase in the past, that Democrats are the real racists. Have you ever heard that? Democrats are the real racists. Maybe you've even said it. But it's not true. You know that. It's not really true. They're not racist. Democrats, they are loyal to who's loyal to them. And everything is simply about power and coalition building. So when you see a black conservative on the right, Byron Donalds is a great example. Have you seen the things they say to Byron Donalds or Clarence Thomas? How many times have you seen Clarence Thomas called an Uncle Tom? That's a freaking terrible thing to say to somebody. They say that to Clarence Thomas all the time. Why do they say that? Is it because they're the real racists? No. Clarence Thomas, he left the coalition. And so they're trying to find the worst, most hateful things they can pour on him as punishment for leaving the coalition. They're only worried about keeping people in the coalition. They actually don't have any causes at all. It's one of the things the Democrat street animals don't understand. The LGBTQ demon mob, they think Democrats genuinely care about them and their pink feather boas, and they don't care about you at all. If all the rainbow parade people started voting Republican, Democrats would pass the most vicious anti-gay laws you've ever seen in your life. The same thing for the American black Democrat. They've convinced themselves over the years that Republicans are racist and Democrats are the champion of black people. If black people started voting Republican, oh my gosh, the Democrats would go right back to being the party of the KKK, which they were before. They're not worried about anything, and that includes the Jewish cause or the Israeli cause. They're worried only about power. I realize about two-thirds of American Jews have traditionally voted Democrat. That's how the numbers have kind of penciled out. If you're more on the Orthodox side, you tend to vote Republican. Those are the more right-wingers. But the other ones tend to vote about two-thirds. About 66% will vote Democrat. So it's been a very traditional thing for them. But after all these years of voting Democrat, I realize it's easy to convince yourself that Democrats ever cared about you or Israel or your cause, but that never crossed their mind at all. They care about power. Everything's just about building enough of a coalition for power. It's only power. That's all they care about. I want you to listen to something. This is not about Jews or gay people or black people or anything like that, but this is a Democrat pollster, a Democrat consultant. I want you to listen to what she says. She's talking about women versus men. But listen to how she describes voters. And just understand, Democrat politicians, this is how they talk.
Pennsylvania is really tight. And as other battleground states have been moving in Harris's direction, this has been one that is a little more resistance, in part because people don't realize, but you would, that Pennsylvania is the oldest of the battleground states. So that age distribution works against Harris because she has such a dramatic age relationship. And you saw that somewhat in your polls. There's also a big gender gap in Pennsylvania, and your data shows that as well. And I think this is emblematic of all of the close states. We've got to win women by more than we lose men. That's really the formula for success.
We got to win women by more than we lose men. Every politician on every side does this to some extent. But for the communist, it's only about power. And so your Democrat friend, she's upset by their response to October 7th. For Democrats, this is about Michigan. They've imported huge quantities of Muslims into Michigan. If you track the polling when it comes to America's Muslim community, America's Muslim community is not siding with Israel from the Hamas stuff. They just are not. They're very much siding with the Palestinians or Hamas or however you want to put that. And Michigan is a critical swing state. If you're a Democrat like Kamala Harris, you simply can't afford to come out and say, no, I stand with Israel. They have to get the hostages back or whatever she would say. I don't know what she would say, but whatever you want her to say, whatever your friend wants her to say, she can't say it and won't say it. And it has nothing to do with right and wrong or any of that other stuff. It's simply about power. It's all about power, naked power. That's how these people think. Look, I mentioned it about mass shootings. We talked about this before. Did you know that if the circumstances are right in their mind, I know it's a terrible way to put it, but if the circumstances are right politically, the Democrats cheer when there's mass shootings because it's where they get more work done when it comes to gun grabbing than ever before. That's why they loved Uvalde. They got loser Republicans like John Cornyn to participate in gun control. That's why they love that Buffalo shooting. If it's a white shooter killing a bunch of black people, that's a great day for a Democrat. They cheer. They're happy about it. They are. You can tell with the way they gleefully run to the podium and start grabbing guns. It's just a great opportunity for them. Everything's about power. And speaking of shootings, no, Chris, you cannot use the burn a pistol launcher to shoot solicitors to your home. Do you understand how badly these things hurt? Okay, the burn a pistol launcher is non-lethal. Yes, it's non-lethal. But have you ever been tear gassed, buddy? I have been tear gassed, and it is not pleasant at all. And I've been pepper sprayed, and the Burna stuff is more powerful than traditional stuff like that. Burna, it's what you need for self-defense. Every single person listening needs to get a Burna pistol launcher. They're non-lethal. They are not for solicitors. They are for bad men who are trying to hurt you. And this is for everyone. I carry lethal and non-lethal because I like having different options at my fingertips. But maybe you sent your daughter off to college. You worried for her? Of course you are. Does she have a Byrna pistol launcher she keeps in her little purse? Maybe one by her bedside, too. Maybe one in her car. Your son, too. These things have a 60-foot range. They have incredible products, pepper rounds, kinetic rounds, tear gas rounds. These things save lives. Go look at the reviews. Don't even take my word for it. Go look at the reviews. SWAT teams use them for a reason. BYRNA. You want 10% off? Go to Byrna.com/Jesse. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. What a day. Chris, I'm so excited about getting that. Can I get a witness on the soundboard? Gosh, that's going to be great. Hey, Jesse, what is the use in knowing the truth? All these talk shows talk about it and expose the corruption, but it's not like Joe Public can do anything. What's the point? But Joe Public can. And don't call yourself Joe Public. You are a citizen, and you can make a difference in your community. The reason we feel so helpless is because, well, I realize talk radio does this a lot, and TV does this a lot. I do not. But it just point out problems and yell and scream and yell and scream and yell and scream and never tell anybody how to change any of it. But we don't do that here. Talk all the time about getting involved legally, locally. There's all kinds of power that you can grab out there. And even if you're in a red town, I guarantee you, you have communists in positions of power in your town. I guarantee you do. And even if you don't, I bet you, you have spineless, low-T loser Republicans who need primaried out in your town. There are no places where all the systems of government are operated by anti-communists. Those places do not exist in the United States of America. Wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice, there is something you can do. What you shouldn't do, though, this is what I've cautioned you against. You shouldn't put all your faith and hope in one election or in the federal government, because so much of that is beyond our control. It's beyond your control. It's beyond my control. And maybe it won't go our way. We don't know how it's going to work. We don't have any idea. All is not lost if Trump loses in November, and all is not won if Trump wins in November. Saving a country is a process, not an event. There's a ton you can do locally. But if you're just going to read stories about what Congress is screwing up this week and what the president's screwing up that week, and you're just going to stress yourself out and throw your hands up, then yes, you feel hopeless. If you're expecting to be able to drain the swamp as one citizen from wherever you sit right now, you're going to have a miserable, hopeless existence. So find battles you can win. And that's another thing about local politics. You can win. Even in blue areas, you can win. The voter turnout is so low for these local races, county board, a supervisor races. Turnout is so low that with some blood, sweat, and tears, with some grit, you can win these fights. Maybe you can't bounce James Lankford out of his Senate seat in Oklahoma. I realize there are a bunch of idiot norms out there who vote, well, he's my Republican, and they go vote for him in the primary. I get that. Maybe you can't get him. Guarantee you can get someone on your city council out. Your school board, guaranteed. We're going for, in my community right now, we're going for a 4 spot on the school board. We're trying to completely flip and change the whole thing in one election. In one election, if we are successful with all 4, which we might not be, but if we are successful with what we're trying right now, that changes the entire school board. That changes the voting. It's over. One election, boom, can take the local school district back. Dear Jesse, or he says, Dr. Jesse, recently turning 39, I am struggling with life currently. You always speak about finding a dime and having babies. I battled significant health issues in my mid-20s and 30s. I was never able to find that woman. Now the woman I needed to find is gone, along with my youth. I am finding it hard to stay in the fight as I'm not protecting anything because I will leave nothing behind. What advice do you have for a demoralized elder? Brother, you are 39. I don't want to give out their names. Actually, they'll know who I'm talking about because they're listening, but you remember when we, as a show, or maybe you're a new listener, you don't remember. Remember when we went to Israel to go tour the Holy Land, see where Jesus died and all that other stuff? We went as a big show and a bunch of fans of the show. Like, we all got to go as one big show family over there. I don't know. I might do that again one day, but there are no plans for that. Anyway, remember we went over there and this one couple, I'm not going to give out their names, but they were wonderful. A trucking couple. They were, I believe they were both in their 60s. I think they were in their 60s, 50s or 60s. And it was both of their second marriage. They had previously, he had lost his wife. His wife had died. And she had lost her husband. Her husband had died. But they had found each other in their 50s or 60s. And if you saw them together, you would think that they had been together forever. And this is their second shot at it. Now, that's truckers in their 50s and 60s. You're a 39-year-old young man. You are a young man. You have plenty of time still to have kids. And there's a ton of dimes out there now, 40-year-old dimes out there, 35-year-old. I don't know what age you happen to be looking for. But there are plenty of single dimes out there your age right now who are looking as well. The advantage you have is this country is full of turds and the dudes can't find a decent woman and the women can't find a decent man. There are dimes out there, man. You're 39. Just because you had some tough luck with the ladies and some tough luck with your health in the 20s and 30s, dude, 39 is nothing, man. 39 is absolutely nothing. You got plenty of time. Don't be giving up yet. Dr. Jesse, I need your wisdom. We play music while we work here at the hospital. The other day, the songs It's Raining Men and YMCA came on the radio, and I told one of the guys, jokingly, that we need to turn off his playlist. He didn't find it very funny, and he said he was going to report me to HR if I keep it up. I'm starting to think I'm onto something, given his reaction. Thoughts? Look, all I know is this. I'm a dude. And if I can't joke with you about that stuff, then we're not going to be friends. That's all there is to it. That's how all of my friends talk to each other, all of us. Last night, we were in a group, actually, and one of my buddies, he's married to a woman, got back. He said, hey, sorry, I'm late. I was on a date. And two guys almost at once said, what was his name? If I can't joke with you like that, we're not going to be friends. And yeah, I realized what a bunch of namby-pamby dudes we have. I'm going to report you to HR. Imagine as a dude ever saying to another dude, I'm going to tell HR on you. Gosh, what a dork. Anyway, we have another hour left and it's going to be fun. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.